Good morning, everybody. Mostly higher trade in the grain markets here early on Wednesday morning. It is 6:30 a.m. Central Time. December corn futures up 2.5 cents at 5:40. November soybeans up 3.5 at 12:54. December Chicago wheat up 3.25 at 7:48. December Kansas City wheat up 4 at 7:45. December spring wheat up 7.75 at 9:33 1/4. If you guys are listening on the podcast, appreciate it. If you are watching on YouTube, guys, hit that subscribe button. Let's get to 3,000 subscribers this month. If you are watching on YouTube and you are not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. I think we're like 25 subscriptions away or something. So help me out. Let's get to 3,000 this month. I really appreciate it, guys. Hit that like button if you like these videos. If you need some additional assistance from me, go to my website. It is www.standardgrain.com. Go to that website. Click on Grain Marketing Plan here in the upper right-hand corner. For $49.99 a month, I have a subscription service that you can buy. It includes my morning email, which goes out every business day just before I start these live streams about 6:20 a.m. And that includes every overnight headline you need to be aware of, all sorts of interesting charts and graphics and weather maps, all of my cash grain marketing recommendations, all of my recommendations when it comes to capture and carry, all of my subscriber only videos, where I really break down everything from grain marketing to capture and carry. I talked about proper bin usage yesterday in regard to grain marketing. This is a monthly subscription. Cancel at any time. No fee, no obligation. No other fee, no other obligation, and I will not try to sell you anything else, I promise. USDA's office in China had a report released yesterday. It was dated September 30th, but they changed around their corn import projections for China. And essentially what they did was they increased the number for the past marketing year, 2021. They went up to 30 million metric tons. USDA's got 26 million on its balance sheets. Now, the thing that's concerning is that they reduced their estimate for this current marketing year, which just began on September 1st. They went down to 20 million metric tons versus USDA's current estimate of 26. So they're talking perhaps lower corn imports. Here's a quote from that report. As the feed sector sources cheaper feed grain alternatives and growth in feed demand increases at a slower rate, demand for imported corn is expected to moderate. So when you combine the two marketing years, I mean, that office is only estimating a reduction of 2 million metric tons versus what's on the USDA balance sheets, which is not a big deal, grand scheme of things. But the fact that they're talking about moderated corn imports and that not necessarily an acceleration and maybe things backing off a little bit is not a positive in my view. And I've discussed this at length, how China was very active in regard to buying new crop U.S. corn in particular back this past spring, April and May, and those purchases have very much shut off. I will be recording that episode about China and grain demand, all that sort of stuff with Ken Morrison today. So if you have any questions about that before I record that, leave a comment in the YouTube video or email me, info@standardgrain.com. We have a USDA report next week. This is the October crop production and WASDE report. It will be out on Tuesday morning, the 12th at 11 a.m. Central Time. You're going to start to see private estimates emerge ahead of this report. IHS Market, that's previously Vantage or Informa, they've got the corn yield at 176.8. USDA's most recent estimate was 176.3. They peg the soybean yield at 51.1, which is above USDA's most recent estimate of 50.6. StoneX has the U.S. corn yield at 176.6, down from their previous estimate of 177.5. They have the soybean number at 51.3. Above their most recent estimate as well. I think there's a lot of talk or trade chatter or ideas that the corn yield number may come down a little bit and that the soybean yield number may come up a little bit. I think that's kind of the general idea here. There's still talk about additional acreage revisions too based on these FSA numbers. So there could be some interesting stuff in next week's report, certainly. Russia reduced its grain export forecast. The new estimate for grain exports, 45 to 48 million metric tons, down from their previous estimate of 51. Wheat exports, specifically for the current marketing year, were pegged at 31.5 million. USDA is at 35, and last year was like 38.5. So if that number is realized, that would be a year-over-year decline in Russian wheat exports of 18%. That is very significant considering that they are the biggest exporter of wheat. Crop issues, all sorts of different export restrictions and taxes continue to hinder export activity and have helped drive global wheat prices higher. So all this stuff out of Russia, certainly kind of friendly. Energy prices continue to rally. Natural gas posted fresh highs overnight for this move, almost eclipsed that spike high from 2014. We did not quite get there in that spot month contract. WTI crude oil futures traded their highest level since 2014 yesterday. They peaked at $79.78 per barrel. Some are calling this a global energy crisis. It's garnering a great deal of attention from traders and from the media. Issues in Europe are especially pronounced. You know, we haven't really felt the effect of a lot of this in the United States. Gas here is readily available. It's not extraordinarily expensive. But in Europe, they have gas shortages. They have very high natural gas costs. And this is all an issue as we move closer to winter here. So, you know, the prices, when you look at crude oil or natural gas, you know, relative to, say, the last 5 years, yeah, they're really high. But when you look at them relative to all-time highs, which were posted, you know, back in 2008 or even before that in some instances, we're still very cheap. So this is a deal that could get more interesting. I'm going to talk a little bit about the debt ceiling issue here. This is an issue that has the potential to be a catastrophic event, probably a very small potential for that. If the government cannot fix this debt ceiling issue by October 18th, the U.S. government will essentially default on a lot of its debt. And that is terrifying in regard to every financial market on the planet, bonds, stocks, commodities, everything. The debt ceiling is, I don't know how much you guys know about it. I'll explain it to you very briefly. The debt ceiling is a formality. It's a stupid, archaic law. The money that they're talking about here has already been spent. This is money that's already been approved by Congress to be spent. This debt ceiling thing is a formality. It doesn't really have anything to do with fiscal responsibility or balanced budgets or anything like that. So the government, when it comes to this debt ceiling issue, they have three options. They have three options the way that I see it. The first one is that Republicans help Democrats to raise the debt ceiling. That is not going to happen. Republicans are seeking political points here. They want to make the Democrats look bad because this deal is happening on the Democrats' watch. So politics playing a role there. Second option, Democrats accomplish a fix through budget reconciliation. This is a potentially long and tedious process. The Democrats don't want to do this because they believe that by doing it on their own, it will cost them political points and that Republicans will use it against them in future elections and that sort of thing. So it all comes down to politics here. The third option, and maybe the craziest option, is what they call mint the coin. The law allows the government to mint a platinum coin in any denomination, which is just an accounting gimmick, essentially. But the idea of minting a coin worth $1 trillion U.S. dollars in order to fix the debt ceiling problem is being pushed by a lot of pundits, people in the media, even some well-respected economists. This is a fix that Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen could put into place. It would take a day or two, and they could do it quietly under the radar if this thing is not fixed, and we're getting close to that deadline, which again is October 18th. So all sorts of crazy stuff going on here. You know, the odds that we actually would get to some sort of default situation are probably very, very small. But if it were to happen, it would be a disaster. Which one of these three options ultimately fixes the situation, I honestly have no idea. But they're kind of playing with fire here, and we need to see this thing resolved. Cattle market was mixed yesterday. Fat cattle were kind of mixed. Feeder cattle had a good day. They were up more than a dollar across the board. In the outside markets here, we've got the S&P down 50. The stocks, the Dow Jones down more than 300. I don't know if this debt ceiling issue has something to do with the weakness in the stock market or not, but you know, that even very, very tiny prospect of some sort of government default is terrifying. Bonds are down a little bit. Precious metals down a little bit. We've got crude oil down 49 cents at 78.43. If you guys need some more information from me, email me info@standardgrain.com. Remember, I'm going to be talking to Ken about China today. So if you have questions, send me an email. Have a great day, guys. I will talk to you same time tomorrow.